Hello, hello, and welcome to part three of Lessons from Sedona. If you're just listening in, you're going to want to go back. Technically, you can still listen to this one first and be fine. I really separated out. This one is specifically of what it was like climbing Bell Rock. It is a 4,900 foot elevation, and we got to about 4,900. We got to about 4,000 feet because I don't think you actually climb to the top unless you have like tools. So there are different summits, different tops, if you will. There's a few multiple ones you could probably get to without tools, which is the highest one we got to that you didn't need something to get to the tippity top. And it was about, I say 900 feet difference, but it could have been, you know, 200 feet. I don't really know. Like, it was pretty close. You look to the left and there it was, and it was probably, you know, Spider-Man could easily have jumped up, no problem. Or a flying squirrel. I'm kidding. All right, friends, this episode is all about the climb, trusting the climb, trusting the people with you. It's the power of sisterhood and getting to the top of something that seemed insurmountable. You know, I'm connecting it to entrepreneurship. I'm connecting it to life. And I'm just so excited now that I'm home and have like meditated on the experience, looked at all the photos, like relived the video. I mean, I show this video on Instagram once a week. So you can definitely, I think there's a highlight section on my Instagram that's Sedona. So you could probably check that out. If not, there's definitely a reel of me climbing to the top with the audience. So I remember when I was about 10 feet from the top, I said, oh, you know what? I want to do this with everyone with me, right? Like one of our friends, Lauren, had already climbed and came back down a little bit and was getting a really cool angle. She's a photographer. So clearly she was like, I got to get down, take you at a different angle. Jess, my coach, got a little nervous. So she was behind me and only like 10 feet behind me, but she eventually got up to the top. I made sure of it because she was not missing that. And so when I got up to the top, I was recording on video, and all you see at first is like the shadow of my feet, and we walk up together, and technically you saw the view before I did. So I will actually put that view, let me write that down so don't forget, video in show notes, because man, it was pretty cool. And so you can kind of see how high we got up there from that video, so you can enjoy that with me. It's almost like you'll be there with me. But today I want to dive into what it was like to actually climb that rock, like specifically the side of this massive red rock that I climbed with a few powerhouse women and started as a physical challenge, but quickly became a mental and emotional journey that more than tested my courage, my mindset, my trust, my patience, you name it. It was a lesson in all of the things. It was an early morning, so it wasn't that hot, which was kind of cool. So it began just like, you know, walking up a trail. It's actually flat in the beginning. And then you start to step up on the rocks, and there's people all around you, and there's kids coming back down. So I'm like, all right, if these kids are coming back down, like, this should be easy. I didn't bring any official shoes. I just had on my Under Armour sneakers. And I'm like, hopefully I can stick to the ground with it as we start to go up a little higher. And so we started walking, started climbing, and it was kind of easy. And we got to like one landing and we took some photos. Lauren is a yogi. Like 100%, not the fake yogi that I claim to be because I've done two hot yoga classes. Like Lauren teaches it. She's an expert in it. She's doing all these poses. We're taking photos of her for content, of course. And we're like, I'm thinking this is easy and this is going to be fun. I love it. Of course, I'm looking up and thinking like, that must not be where we climb because we're not going like, that's like a straight shoot up. Like how do you even get up there? So we start climbing some more and it's getting a little rougher, nothing crazy, but like, what I thought used to be like steps to easily get up were no longer available. So to get up to the next level, you start almost like scaling backwards or jumping up or really pulling yourself up, because some of these next level steps were higher than we were. So, you know, a couple times you're like putting rocks there so you can step on it and it's not very, you know, sturdy. I remember at one point saying to the girls, I'm surprised you don't have to sign a waiver to climb this rock. So I was like, all right, as we get up a little, I still wasn't sweating. So that's a good sign for me that I'm not stressed yet. And so at one point, there was two spots. Actually, I'm lying. There was three spots on the way up that really messed with my mind. And at one point, which was the first real like hurdle, if you will, I remember saying to Jess, this may be where I kind of leave you guys. This may be because Lauren's done it before. She's a pro. She had the fancy boots on. There was one part that looked like a, you know, those giant water slides that are like a, almost like a funnel, and they're just like very smooth and you just go swirling around them. It kind of looked like this. It was like one side, very smooth. And we had just helped a family get down. The dad came down, slid down, and then the kid came and we kind of helped the kid. And then I had to help the mom because the dad like just started walking on, and I'm like, someone's leaving this mom here. So I helped the mom get down, and I remember thinking like, all right, you know, this mom got down and the dad and the kid, you know, got down, whatever. But like, how'd they get up? Like, how did you get up? And so I remember asking, so I think Lauren asked another couple who was above us, like, hey, how did you get up there? And one couple's like, oh, we walked all the way around the other way and blah, blah, blah. And Lauren's like, all right, thanks. You know, so there's multiple ways to get up. This is just the scary smooth part. She's like, I bet you we can scale it backwards, like do the crab walk up. And I was like, is this a joke right now? So she gets up and starts crab walking very slowly. Because if you were to sit down, you're going to slide like you're on a slide. And I was like, oh my God, like I got like 100 pounds on Lauren. I'm like, there is no way. I'm not really, but you know what I mean? Like, no way this tiny little thing I'm not going to move as graceful as she is. Let me just tell you. And maybe she can stick to a rock, but I bet you gravity is more her friend than mine. I don't know if I can do this. And I'm also a lot bigger than Jess too. And I was like, oh girls, and I may be strong and buff and I could probably have carried both of them to the top, but they had a lot more flexibility and I want to say like courage than I did to even attempt this. So Lauren gets about almost halfway up, and then Jess is like, all right, well, I could probably do this. So she starts to go up and I'm like, ladies, I love you both and I'm so proud of you, but I think this is where I get off. And they're like, no, you can't, you know, you're blah, 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 you got to try it. And I'm like, I feel like my body won't allow me to do this. Like, I'm listening to my body. I'm really sad. I can't make it to the top. It's not going to happen. And I probably could have, right? Like, I totally probably could have now looking back. But it was so steep that like if you slid down and fell, you had about a foot or two to catch yourself before you go over the rocks. So I just wasn't sure. I have a kid at home. I've got multiple kids at home. I can't. No, thank you. So I was like, all right. So somebody had said, why are you guys going that way? Who was at the top? And Lauren's like, what do you mean? Like, they're like, just go like 10 feet to the left. And it's like much easier. And, you know, you can pull yourself up and it's like, and then there's a trail to get to where we are. And we're like, what the crap? Like, so at this point, Jess is like, yeah, I'm going to go find that trail. What? Cause maybe she was getting nervous too. I can't speak for her, but, when she slid down, it was really scary. And she was only about an eighth of the way where Lauren is. So I had to break out my old cheerleading base moves and lift, like lean on the rock, lift my hands up and let her slide into my hands. And then I brought her down and essentially catch her with my face because she slid down. And I'm like, see, I'm like, not for nothing. Like I'm strong. I got you. But like, who was going to catch me if I started to do that? So I'm so glad I listened to my gut and my ass and was like, no, thank you. So then Lauren came back down, no problem. I kind of helped her do that, you know, final touch. But she's like bouncy and she's like, I got this. So we ended up going to the left and finding a spot that was just as challenging, but in a different way. So the challenge here had more to do with strength than trust and flexibility and like gravity. So I mean, gravity was going to take you down if you fell because there's actually less room to catch yourself, but it was more of like grab the rock, step, and then pull yourself up to the next rock because you almost had to like jump and pull at the same time because nobody was like, we didn't have legs long enough that could have done this. So Lauren got up, no problem. Jess, I pushed her up a little bit. And then I think I may have pushed Lauren up too. Like they may have needed a little help. And then I was like, shit, there was actually a couple behind us. And I was like, well, I'm not going to ask a stranger to let me step on them. So I ended up like just at one point putting my head down and saying, all right, I'm not giving up at this point because I just watched two of them do it, get to the easy part. So I put my head down and it's almost like I got myself like a running start and I got up and I felt like good for me. Like I felt amazing. I was like, all right, biggest hurdle, like thwarted, we got by and we ended up like continuing the climb. So obviously, at this point, we're about midway. And I'm like, all right. So the mind games had already kind of set in. I almost kind of gave up once. Like, should I really do this? What if I fall? There was obviously some lessons in listening to my fear and trusting my intuition. Listening to that small voice that says, you don't want to die. But also the small voice that says, are you really going to die or are you just being a big baby? You know, like, so this is where I started to really realize like, huh, it's kind of like a metaphor for life and for business too. And so I paused for a minute. Lauren did some more yoga poses and we took pictures and we took group shots and it was super cute. The view was amazing. And I just kind of sat for a minute and looked at this gorgeous view and was like, put your head down and just go. Like, don't look down, don't look back. And if you commit, and I think that was actually the biggest lesson I learned beyond put your head down and go, was to commit that you were making it. I was going to get to that section through whether I was forcing myself or, and my gut at that point wasn't as scared. So I kind of was still trusting my body and it was saying like, you're strong, you got this, right? So like realizing that I had to commit, like at some point, the same thing happened to me when I was writing my Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book. I remember having a conversation with my editor and I was saying how I'm having a hard time like getting into the flow and like, is this going to actually happen? And what in the world is wrong with my brain? And she's like, Miranda, it's already done. You've already written it someplace in time and space. You're signing autographs. You're at a bookstore. You've already written it. Like that photo on your vision board, that came true. It's already happening. All you have to do is just put that shit on paper and send it to me. And you have all, like I know LinkedIn more than anyone I know. And the ins and outs. And my story's fabulous. Put it on paper. Rough draft one, go. And so climbing the rock was the same way, like commit to it. Somewhere in time and space, you're already at the top. So all you got to do is just take these two steps to get to the path that will get you pretty closer to the top because it wasn't all the way there yet. So I did. So I thought that was pretty cool and it felt really good. So every level we made it to, and listen, I'm not climbing Everest here. So this obviously, I mean, I'm sure when you hear people who have climbed Everest talk about the obstacles, but they're talking about like losing fingers and frostbite and stuff. I'm talking about like I peed myself a little bit when when I slid down one of the parts. Like, you know, like just little shit because it's scary. And you're just like, what is happening in your body at some point? Like, it's like fight or flight. You have to either push through it or you got to like take a minute and pause, figure out a solution, commit to it, put your head down and go. And luckily I was with two amazing women. And this is what I'm talking about with the power of sisterhood. Like really, I was with these two amazing women who understands the fight, but doing it in a way that feels authentic to you. Because it wasn't just like, no, get your ass up here, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like military hard press, like, go, 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 very masculine. It was like, take a minute. Let's look at the situation. What side looks better? What are the angles? Where could you put your feet? You know, very analytical at some points. And so being around the right people, just like I said in the last episode, really makes a difference in the experience. And so obviously I leaned on these girls literally sometimes and emotionally, and it felt amazing. And they did the same for me. And I think that's what ultimately got us all to the top. And that just really being around women who can speak belief into you when your inner voice or your legs are shaky and they say, you got this, let's go. Just put your foot here, one foot in front of the other. Here's what I did. And I thought that was a big piece too, because a lot of the times Lauren was like, this is what I did. I put my foot here, I put my other foot here, I grabbed my hand here and I pulled up. And by the time we got to a certain point, I was going first. Actually, Lauren had left us because she's a damn pro. But Jess and I, at one point, I went first and I was like, here's where I put my hand. This is what I did. All you got to do is step here, step here, step here, and you're all done. And then I did it for a few of the ladies behind me because there were, you know, it's not a line, but there were other people climbing, women who looked just as nervous as I did in the last level. When they're at this level, I was like, hey, lady, this is what I did. And they were like, oh my God, thank you. That was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. Because one woman I met, her mind was spiraling. Like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to put my foot? What if I fall? Blah, blah, I got a kid with me. And I'm like, oh my God, just do this, this, and this. And finding myself helping strangers talk through what I just did made me think of like business mentorship, right? Like when we show the people behind us how we did it, we not only make it easier for them and we don't actually take away something from them, we show them that it can be done and that it has been done. And we give them the blueprint for success. In my case, I was telling her where to put her feet and what rocks to grab because this one's rocky and shaky, so don't grab it. And this one's sturdy and can hold our weight. It showed her that she wasn't alone in this journey. So it just really reminded me of like mentorship and, you know, entrepreneurship and helping other people really rise to their dreams and their goals. Because we've already done it. We're not shortcutting it for them. We're giving them support along the way in the hopes that maybe we can get support along the way as well. Or knowing that if we're able to make something a little bit smoother for someone else, my thought is, I mean, obviously I believe in karma, but I also believe that when we are helping others, whether in business, in the job front, on a giant ass rock, when we help others, we're also helping ourselves internally too, because I felt amazing and I felt more proud of myself when I was able to help these women get up too. So I also realized leaning on my girls that we don't always have to be the strong one, right? Sometimes our power is in receiving the support. And I think that's something I've learned working with these two women, because Lauren and Jess, I've been their clients, they've been my clients. And we all have a different specialty, right? Lauren is a human design expert, astrology expert. She's just like amazing when it comes to creating a path for yourself that feels real and authentic. Jess is the same way, but add on the business coaching perspective of it. So me listening and trusting my gut and what feels right for me in this moment. And you know, Jess is my guru. So obviously, if you're listening, hey girl, hey, love you. And so, and my expertise is invisibility, right? Write the books, podcasting, LinkedIn, get on stage, all the things, business coaching, life coaching, blah, blah, blah. And so we all have a different specialty. And so we're able to lean on each other and support each other and use our superpowers, whether it's in business or climbing this rock. And normally I often take on the masculine role when I'm with people because I am physically strong and I'm mentally strong and I've been through some shit, so I'm resilient. And so I take on others' burdens to try to lighten the load for them. But here I had to learn to accept them carrying me mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for me to get to the top of this at certain points. And it was different, but it actually felt really nice. It felt really good to be able to do that and to figure that out for myself and to allow myself to receive support. So that was pretty cool. So obviously, we get to the top. There was one point, one of the girls, I'm not going to say who, paused for a minute because she didn't think she could go any further. She was literally like 15 feet from the top. And so I took out my phone to take a picture of her. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm taking a picture of the moment you gave up on yourself. And she was like, mother beeper. So here's me and my masculine energy coming out again. I wasn't going to let her get that far and not cross the finish line. So obviously, we all got to the top. It was the most amazing experience. That moment of holy shit, I did that. It also, for me, in that moment, it was very, it connected to everything. It sounds really odd to say, but if you've done something physically challenging, which is, you know, something I do once in a while, I've done Tough Mudders, you know, stuff like that. And so, like, when you do something physically challenging, you start to like spiral how it connects to life. And as an entrepreneur, I connect to business too. And so it was amazing to how being up at the top, all these like theories and like sayings and like random motivational quotes popped into my head. But it really did mirror getting to the top, entrepreneurship, personal growth, and living boldly in a way that stretches you. And you know how I feel about being stretched. I think that is to really find abundance and create it for yourself, you have to go beyond your limits and you have to stretch yourself. And that's really what getting to the top of this mountain did for me. So it was really cool. So we're at the top, living our best life. Woo! I'm not crying. You are. Like, it's a whole vibe. We're feeling fabulous. We're taking pictures. And strangers are celebrating with us because they're about to do that too. So we're going to celebrate with them when they get to the top. Is about a I don't know, 5x5 circumference. Like, it's very small. So two of us could get to the top at the same time. And there was no strangers getting up top with us because it was just too small of a space. But it was just amazing. But then you think the hard part's over. Sometimes the descent is more than half the battle, let me tell you. So obviously getting to the top, you think like, yeah, we did it. We made it, blah, blah, blah. But we're like, wait, technically, that's only half of this experience. We got to the top. Now we got to get back down. And so some of the parts were super easy and some of the parts were more challenging to come down than they were to go up. And so I won't get into all those details, but obviously back, like the highs and the lows, navigating fear again, the fear of falling, making a wrong move and slipping, or not catching one of these girls when they slid down, helping strangers when they were stuck, like being able to let them borrow my courage because I would go first, or, you know, Jess and Lauren went first and then I would go third and I would tell the people above us, hey, don't step here. And they'd be like, thank you. You know, that kind of thing. Trusting your gut. I mean, there is a difference though, which I learned on the way down, that there is a difference between you're in danger and you're in discomfort. And like, I'll just say that again, like, the difference between literally being in danger, like if you step here, you're going to fall. And if you look this way or jump a little bit, like it's scary and you'll be uncomfortable in the decision to make that move because it's like a scarier move, but it's a safer move. So find the difference in your own life. Find out in business, in your career, when you're in discomfort versus you're actually like in danger. And I find that if I connect that to business, like I love a big risk, but I'm not quite yet a bet it all. Like take all of my money and bet it on something. I mean, maybe I just haven't found that one idea yet that I would say yes to that because I know people have done it and it's amazing. And or like quit your job. I obviously didn't quit my job when I should have because I felt like I was in danger. If I quit my job, I'd have no money. But what I was in is discomfort. I wasn't in danger because I knew how to be an entrepreneur. I already had a thriving side hustle. All I had to do was double down on the efforts, and I would have had a thriving business years before I did. So if you are like I used to be, and you're in a 9-to-5 and it's a toxic environment and it's just like feeling yucky, and you're like, but I can't quit because I'm like married to the money or the golden handcuffs. Are you in danger of like losing it all if you find a different opportunity, or are you in just discomfort of what it might feel like to go through the process of finding a new opportunity or starting your business? You get what I'm putting down. So climbing this mountain clearly taught me major lessons in momentum, clarity, grit. Grit is something that I'm really looking forward to building in this upcoming year. And of course, you know, growth, entrepreneurship, business, just like this mountain. It's not really a mountain. I think it's just a rock, but it's quite large. You know, it taught me that like growth can be steep in some parts and scary and sometimes slippery, but sometimes it's exhilarating and worth it. And just when you're doing it with the right people, you eventually find your footing, just like I did on Red Rock. Oh, so good. Have you ever done something physically challenging? Or maybe you've been to Sedona and climbed Red Rock. Maybe you're like, I did, but I didn't get all of that out of it. Or maybe you're thinking about doing something like jumping out of a plane or, you know, some other crazy physical experience. Oh man, take it all in. Find ways to hold on to the memory and the lessons and immortalize it by making it into a podcast, because someday I'll come back and listen to this and it will bring me back to every little step that I took, what I learned from it. And I'm gonna build my business as with this being part of the fuel. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. This was part 3 of a 3-part series in Lessons from Sedona, my semi-recent trip to Arizona with 2 of my favorite people in this whole world. This was episode 3, Lessons from Bell Rock. Episode 69, the one right before this, was Lessons in Luxury. Owning our upgrade, if you will, and all the fun stuff I learned from that. And episode 68 was part 1, and it is lessons from, oh, actually, I think it's 65, lessons from the vortex. I will put the other ones in the show notes. I will put links to LinkedIn and Instagram where I had videos or photos. So you can kind of check that out if you want to continue to see some visuals about my experience there. I highly recommend Sedona if you've never been. It is absolutely gorgeous. The minute you're driving down the highway and the minute it opens up and you see these mountains, it's like you're on another planet. It's absolutely bonkers to think that this is in the United States. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And I can't wait to explore other locations that give me this feeling like, what? We're still on the planet? If you've taken a trip or had an experience like this and you think I should also have that experience, shoot me a DM. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn and be like, hey, I listened to your Sedona thing. If you think Sedona is great, you should try Bali, or you should try Tahiti, you know, whatever, like wherever you've been, you should try Wyoming. I don't know. Let me know. I'm super curious. We're planning our next girls trip, and I would love to say that it was suggested by one of you. All right, friends, until next time, keep being awesome.